Here's the essential summary for MBTA communities and single-family homes, master summary, and key takeaways. The bottom line, the MBTA Communities Act is creating a new hierarchy of single-family land value. Side street, walkable, station-adjacent SFHs, green zones, become the most resilient, liquid, and appreciation-prone housing assets in Greater Boston. Arterial, track, and commercial-adjacent SFHs, red zones, become quasi-development land with weak family ROI. Lexington, Winchester, Wellesley, and Needham have the strongest upside. Who needs this? Anyone who has followed this series or wants a comprehensive summary of how MBTA Communities overlays affect single-family home values across Greater Boston suburbs. This is the strategic synthesis for decision-making. Key insights. Number 1. The overlay affects SFH through three levers: walkability dividend, nuisance penalty, and land option value. Number 2. The MBTA Act is creating a two-tier SFH market: green, walkable side streets, versus red, arterials, track adjacent. Number 3. TOD-enhanced towns outperform non-TOD towns over 10-20 years. Number 4. The biggest long-term winners are not the densest nodes, they are the buffered ones. Number 5. Upzoning does not raise all values, it widens the gap between winners and losers. What to do next? The best long-term single-family buys in MBTA era. Massachusetts are homes that sit inside or just outside an overlay, on quiet side streets, within 5 to 10 minutes of a rail station or real village center, with usable rectangular lots, not adjacent to commercial lots, tracks, or arterial corridors.